Frost and freezes are likely to develop across portions of the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest as we go into the early part of next week. Some of the cold will likely burn back vegetative growth in some of the early week development across the Great Lakes region and down through a fair amount of Ohio, maybe even northern portions of Indiana. But as far as permanently hurting any of these crops, after all the warmth we've had, that seems to be a bit doubtful. The crops are most advanced in the Ohio River Valley itself, and temperatures down that way probably won't be all that terribly cold. The exception may be in southernmost sections of Ohio, but I would be more concerned about southern Indiana and southern Illinois, and neither of those areas are going to get cold enough for long enough period of time to be an issue. Most of the freezes will come across North Dakota and Minnesota as we get into Sunday and Monday, and then Monday and Tuesday we'll see the coldest weather across the Great Lakes, and Tuesday morning in particular for the eastern parts of the Midwest, maybe getting down to Virginia and parts of northern North Carolina. There will be a follow-up to a cold shot that may show itself in the first week of April, and a close monitoring of that event might be warranted. But the models this morning are certainly downplaying it, but if you recall a couple days ago, they were downplaying this event for Tuesday morning as well, and temperatures are definitely colder today than they've been advertised in recent past days. The precipitation outlook across the Midwest looks favorable. We're going to see this upper-level low that produced all of the excessive rains in parts of the plains the past week. To finally move across all of our region. Most of the Midwest will be impacted, especially areas near and east of the Mississippi River, and the precipitation amounts will likely vary from a couple tenths of an inch upwards to three quarters of an inch, with a few pockets of maybe greater amounts. The system will not be anything like what it was in the southern plains, so don't look for multiple inches of rainfall in any part of the Midwest, but a nice little moistening will take place in the topsoil for better planting and emergence conditions for those areas that are already planting this year's corn. Winter wheat development will continue aggressive. Most of the Midwest will see cooler weather, and afternoon temperatures will back off from the 80-degree readings we've seen in recent days. We'll probably see highs a little bit more seasonal, but still above normal as we go forward through these next several days. The actual high temperatures will get back into some readings getting upwards to the 70s and perhaps some 80s in the plains and a portion of the westernmost fringes of the Corn Belt as we get forward into the latter part of the weekend. That's on the back side of the storm moving across the Midwest. After the system exits the region, there will be ridge building that will take place and will set the stage for some more unseasonably warm conditions, obviously. You might even see temperatures get up into the upper 80s to around 90 degrees in the southern plains for a brief period over this coming weekend. Some of that heat will attempt to come into the eastern Midwest, but because we have that cold shot of air coming down from Canada, we're likely to shunt it off to the southwest, so we'll see cooler conditions with high temperatures on probably Monday afternoon, limited to 40s and 50s in the Great Lakes region, and probably 50s and 60s across the heart of the Midwest, with some 70s and even some 80s in the southwestern corner of the region. And that warmer air will eventually work its way into the rest of the Midwest, but not with the same level of intensity. And that warm-up will occur for a brief period later next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.